Chapter 27.
Seeing his friends with their backs to the west wall gate, illuminated by the shafts of firelight, Skipper roared out the order.
Open the gates! Every beast to the entrance! Quick!
The main entrance was pulled open in a trice. Ducking down, Buckler, Bartage, Django and the Gowsome crew retreated hurriedly inside. The defenders hailed a salvo of javelins, rocks and sling stones at the advancing ravages, temporarily blinded by the sudden burst of light from the bonfire in the open gateway. The vermin were taken by surprise. They scattered both ways along the path, seeking to avoid the onslaught of missiles, some slipping backward into the ditch. Zwilt lashed about him with the flat of his broadsword, yelling hoarsely,
"Forward! Forward! Keep going! Can't you see the gates are open? Forward! Charge!"
Something struck his blade like a thunderbolt. It flew out of his grasp, over the ditch, onto the flat land. Zwilt the Shade was strong. He was also fast and agile. However, the tall sable was not about to face the hefty hammer-wielding mole who had disarmed him so savagely. Knowing instantly that the attempt had failed, Zwilt leapt the ditch in a single bound, calling out,
"Retreat! Back, ravagers, back! Retreat!"
Blinded by the firelight and assailed by sling stones from the gateway and wall tops, the vermin were only too ready to obey their commander. They fled westward to where the sessile oak trunk lay abandoned outside their camp. Now that Zwilt had regained his blade, the need for secrecy and concealment was over. He squatted down by the fire his vermin were building. The weasel Falug, whom he had promoted to captain, knelt alongside him, nursing a swollen jaw. A stone had hit him.
"What next, Lord? Do we still use the battering ram?"
The tall sable blinked as he stared at the fire.
"Soon as it's ready, we'll charge those gates and smash them in daylight if we have to. There'll be no mistake a second time. I swear it."
Abbess Margarin came to the main outer gate. Skirting the fire, she sought out the defenders, congratulating them.
"Thank you, friends. 'Twas a brave thing you did here."
Granvy wiped his face with a clump of dewy grass.
"Good idea, that fire, eh, Django?"
The Gowsome Logalog crouched down by a gatepost.
"A master stroke, I'll grant you. Though if you hadn't got the gates open when you did, we'd have been slaughtered out there. Sniffy, how many did we lose?"
The tracker wiped smoke from his bleary gaze.
2 slain, 4 wounded, Chief. I was going to check south down the path, but that berserk mole's still out there. Nothing will stop that, and Axel'll smash any beast what stands in his path."
Buckler put up his long rapier.
"That's how blood wrath works, mate. We'll just have to hope he comes to his senses. Mom, stop, where are you going?"
The abbess had walked out onto the path.
"Stay where you are, every beast. I'll deal with this."
Django started after her, but Sister Fumbrel drew him back.
"Margarine knows what she's about, sir. Trust me."
Skipper nodded.
"Who's the sister says, matey, and trust our Mother Abbess? That goes for all of you. Now, how about damping this blaze down? We could be sitting targets standing in the firelight."
The blaze was subdued with a bit of effort. Some of the embers were pushed into the open ditch, some scattered to the inside wall. The rest were damped down with water from the abbey pond. Dawn was streaking the sky when Abbess Margarin passed through the gateway, ordering Formal Darby and Selimol Gergi to close and lock the doors. Axel was limping alongside her. She was giving him advice on his wounded footpaw.
"I'm sure that Sister Fumbrel can treat your injury. She's very skillful at such things. I guarantee you'll be working normally by this season's end. Running, too. Oh, Bartage, would you take Axtel's hammer? The poor beast shouldn't have to limp about carrying that great heavy thing. It's not doing him a bit of good."
Buckler watched in amazement as Axtel Sternclaw, the berserk warrior, meekly surrendered his weapon to Bartage.
"Aye, mum. He warhammer do gets girly wakeful at times. But that bee's a wonderful vermint stopper. Even though I sees it myself, mum."
Buckler shook his head.
"Well, I've seen everything now."
Bartage winked.
"You're at Redwall Abbey now, young mate. You ain't seen nothing yet."
Friar Sugan bustled up with 2 kitchen helpers in tow.
Abbess, ma'am. Where do I serve breakfast today?